From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting at least 42 people were killed in twin suicide attacks Saturday in the western city of Homs, Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said several attackers blew themselves up near the headquarters of both state security and military intelligence. An al-Qaeda affiliate has claimed responsibility for the attacks, saying five of its militants stormed two heavily guarded districts in the center of Homs. Meanwhile, a top Syrian envoy at the UN-sponsored peace talks in Geneva called on all parties to condemn the latest attack. UN Ambassador Bashar al-Jafari, the head of the Syrian government delegation at the talks, said he had asked Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura to issue a statement condemning the attacks, which he said were carried out by the al-Nusra Front. He said, "We also request the United Nations Special Envoy to request the same statement, clear statement, condemning these attacks from all the platforms participating in the Geneva process." The opposition's main delegate to the talks, Nasser al-Hariri, condemned all terrorism, but suggested the Syrian government in Damascus was the primary sponsor of terrorism. Meanwhile, Syrian government planes pounded the last opposition-held neighborhood in Homs, as well as areas outside the city. Iraqi military officials say U.S.-backed forces faced stiffer resistance as soldiers pushed deeper into the western half of Mosul, the last refuge of the Islamic State. The advance came one day after counterterrorism troops regained control of the city's airport. This is VOA News.